Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, welcome back. This is the DL Link Show. I'm Nikki Seberini and beautiful stories about Hugh Masekele. And we're moving on. We're talking food. So come on. You know, did you write any New Year's resolutions? Did you, didn't you? And was one of them eating a little healthier, perhaps listening to your body, or maybe not? But we really love bringing all sorts of people onto the show who can share different ideas about eating and the right kind of eating. And we do often talk about plant-based food as well. Not so long ago, we spoke about this veganuary. And I'm really excited to have Tammy Fry on the show today. As I said, she's the founder of Fry's Family Food. She's just written this book, Made with Love and Plants. And yeah, Tammy's joining us. Tammy, hello. Hello and welcome, welcome.
Hey, Nikki. Thank you for having me again.
Well, you know, Tammy, I was thinking back. I mean, when I used to do a weekly show going all the way back, I was a 2010. I wish I could remember clearly. But we used to talk about meat-free Monday, didn't we?
We did. We did. That was, going back some time now. And it's just amazing to see how meat-free Monday has just started as such a small little idea in South Africa, and how so many people in South Africa now have adopted it into their own life. And just incredibly amazing to see how South Africans get on board and how they really are committed to making a difference in their own life and the life of their family and improving their health.
So we started off with promoting a Monday, saying, come on, just one day a week. And now you're going for a month. We sort of covered veganuary, but you are the global ambassador for it. Veganuary, however you pronounce it. But how is it? We're 20 days into January. How has it been? Has there been a big uptake? And what can you share about that?
Oh, for sure. Just for the listeners, veganuary is obviously a challenge that encourages people to follow a plant-based diet for the month of January. And it's an incredibly perfect time of the year to consider changing your diet, because, you know, the New Year's resolutions and people are really committed in the first month. And I think then it's sort of like a downhill slide towards December. But January is a great month to adopt a plant-based diet. And every year it's gained so much traction. It's actually doubled participation each year. And although it's a UK-based organization, South Africans have been really excited about it and really jumped on board. And we're seeing loads of sign-ups from South Africa.
Okay, I love that. And that is so encouraging. Yay, yay, yay. Now, we're going to be talking about a little bit more about your book. But I have to share that every time I've chatted to you, it's been about, you know, meat-free Mondays or the right type of eating. And I love it. And we're going to go there. But what I really found interesting when I received your book, Made with Love and Plants, is a little bit of your backstory, Tammy, because I know that it's a family business. And I know that, you know, you all vegetarians or vegans or, you know, what your family is. I think vegans, not vegetarians, but it didn't all start that way. And then in fact, you grew up living a very simple life, and when I say that, you had to come to terms, as you wrote in this book, with seeing goats being slaughtered for food, and from a young age it didn't make sense to you, and you had to personalize it on some level, and you became a vegetarian from a young age. Tammy, that's fascinating. Maybe you can just speak to that a little bit for our listeners.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we grew up on a goat farm just outside of a little farm town called Cato Ridge, just outside of Durban. And my father was a goats trader at the time. And we lived in a really tiny home. It was probably 25 square meter house with a tin roof, no partitioning walls in the house. It was just one square room. We didn't even have running water. So we would go down to the river and bring water up for cooking and cleaning and, you know, even showering or bathing. So it was we always say it was very humble beginnings, and it certainly was. And I think you know, from a young age, growing up with farm animals around you, you start to connect with them, much like you would a pet. So I had really connected with some of these baby goats, and my mum and I would feed them, bottle feed them when they were born. And then to see them being sensed, you know, being sold, for slaughter was very traumatic, to really see that at face value for what it was at a young age. And I think that's when I decided that I was never going to eat animals. And it became, you know, a driving force in my life. And has become my life purpose, is to help people to connect and understand that animals really are very special, and they're all equal. When you learn, you know, that a goat has a personality as much as a dog has a personality, it's very difficult to then actually consume, you know, farm animals, which have been separated from pets. So that's just my personal journey, and my experience. And then I think, you know, I was so passionate about it. When you're a child, you are. And I kept putting pressure on my dad, Wally. And my mum was a vegetarian too. So, you know, there was two of us versus one of them.
You ganged up.
I think we were quite convincing, you know, always questioning what he was eating and asking him where that had come from, and just kind of shedding some uncomfortable moments for him to try and explain, you know, how the pig or how the ribs got to where they were and what had to die. And so these interesting conversations happened at our dinner table, night after night. And, yeah, and that was the beginning of, you know, where fries really came from. And I guess it is quite interesting, but growing up, I became, you know, I was one of very, very few vegetarians and vegans in South Africa. And I went to a school of over 1,000 girls, and I was the only vegetarian. And I actually remember that, I went into Christian studies, and all my friends prayed for me because they believed it was against the principles of the Bible that you would be vegetarian. So we're not talking about that long ago, but so there's been a massive shift in how people view plant-based. It's grown exponentially. It's far more acceptable in society. In fact, it's a trend now. And I finally feel like I'm not the fish swimming upstream. I feel like that the tide has turned, and now I'm, you know, people are joining me on this journey. And it's just amazing to have watched it through the years and how it's progressed and changed.
I'm so glad you explained the story, because it's always good to hear, you know, where you come from, as you say, kind of this lone wolf. And now the tide is turning. I love that, Tammy. We're going to take a quick break. After the break, let's chat about your book, Made with Love and Plants.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Welcome back to the DL Link Show. I have Tammy Fry on the show today. She's just written a book, recipe book, Made with Love and Plants. And, you know, the story that you were sharing, Tammy, about becoming this vegetarian and then, you know, starting this movement, it speaks to me about being very conscious and very aware. And I love in the front of the book, you say, practice self-love. The more you love and accept yourself, the less likely you are to binge on unhealthy foods. Treat your body as a temple, and your food choices will start to align with your belief system. If you fall off the wagon from time to time, don't stress. Your body's clever enough to burn more kilojoules and reduce your appetite the next day. It's designed to regulate your weight by adjusting your appetite and hormones. You just need to trust and listen to it. And that once again speaks to that being conscious and being aware. So Tammy, let's talk about this book, because we don't have much time, but very, very quickly, for people who want to start being more aware, being very conscious of the choices that they make. I think of myself, and I look through this book, and everything looks so delicious. I'm just looking at a roasted butternut and lentil lasagna. Is it a lot more work?
No, it's definitely not a lot more work. It's just a process of learning and enjoying that learning process, because it is a journey. You are changing some of your habits. And I think, you know, I just like a few pieces of advice is just to keep it simple and don't overcomplicate it. Start veganizing your favorite recipes. You know, swap out meat with plant-based meat. That's a really good way of transitioning. That makes it easy. I think getting hold of a plant-based cookbook is a good start as well, because it just gives you some ideas, starts to inspire you. You see beautiful recipe shots, and that kind of makes you feel excited to try those recipes. Stay inspired. Stay close to your why. So just make sure that you know why you're doing it and stay close to that. However, whatever that why is, make sure you keep educating yourself and keep that inspiring you. And then a little bit of planning goes a long way. You know, getting ready on the weekend for the week. And I do talk a lot about this in the book. I actually have a whole section on batch cooking on the weekend for the week ahead. That makes life so much easier, just to have a couple of what I call bases. That you know, your kids love, your family love, and then you can just throw that onto anything. So I'm talking about, you know, black bean chili or a lentil dal. There's so many different ones that you can pre-make ahead of the week. And I promise you, you feel like a rock star on the weekend during the week when you just pull food out of your fridge that's already made. You don't have to think about it. I know how exhausted everybody is. You know, in the afternoon, after work, we're all so busy. And at the moment, you know, the world's just a crazy place. So just to be a little bit more organized goes a long way. It shouldn't be more difficult. It should be actually simpler. Plant-based meats are super easy to cook. So if you don't know what else to do, I mean, you can take a fried schnitzel and put it in your toaster and then, you know, pop it out and throw that with a salad and you have a plant-based meal. So it's not difficult. It's just wrapping your head around a few new types of foods.
Listen, they are the most delicious recipes in this book, and amazingly a plant diet. So you would think that there wouldn't be ice cream. Well, there is ice cream, vanilla ice cream with cookie crumble. There's everything. I mean, you've got raspberry and chocolate tartlets, gluten-free chocolate cake. That's the sweet stuff. There are different banana loaves and then all sorts of curries and pastas and jams, and it's all here. And I'm looking at something that looks like kind of kebabs. They look outstanding. These are coconut chili lime strip kebabs. So this book is delicious. I'm going to make my way through it. Thank you for it, Tammy. Where can people, very quickly, we have to go, where can people get their hands on this outstanding book?
I think you can get it on all major online stores like Takealot and Loot. Plus exclusive books, bargain books, Woolies, Reader's Warehouse. I believe there's a couple of specials on at the moment for the book. So if you just take a look around, you should find it. Otherwise, just get hold of me on Instagram on at @TammyFry_ and connect with me and I'll point you in the right direction.
Oh, Tammy, thank you so much for joining us. It's been, as always, wonderful having you on the show and quite delicious. I'm hoping one day we'll meet and you'll cook me a delicious plant-based meal. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. But in the meantime, thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. Thanks for this outstanding book. Take care and go well.
Thanks, Nikki. Thank you.
So that was Tammy Fry and her book, a delicious recipe book, Made with Love and Plants. So we've had some lovely stories shared on the show today.